the Union Pacific across Nebraska, 1866. The Union Pacific and the Central Pacific were the first big business in America. Except for the invention of the telegraph, which gave their officials a means of almost instant communication, quite limited because of the cost per word, the railroads had to invent everything. How to recruit, how to sell stocks and bonds, how to lobby the politicians, how to compete, what to build and what to buy, how to order and store necessary items that numbered in the hundreds of thousands. Only the government and armies had organized on such a scale. Where the railroads went, they created stopping points complete with water tanks, repair facilities, boarding terminals, unloading equipment, eating places, hotels. From these grew farms, villages, cities. Omaha was the first to benefit. In 1865, it doubled in size to 15,000 inhabitants and grew even more in 1866 and each year that followed. When weather prevented the graders and trackers from working on their main job, they found employment in Omaha, where a great cluster of shops was located, one of which was capable of building 9 flat cars at a time. There was employment for everyone willing to work, making bricks or making UP buildings out of bricks, at the Bernitizers, on the flat cars, as teamsters, and more. The flood of workers meant a severe housing shortage and a growing number of gamblers and prostitutes. Jack Casement wrote his wife that there were no good boarding houses in Omaha and that the hotel in which he was staying was cram full and kept very poorly. The meals were nothing that a white man wanted. He promised her that he was looking for a house to rent for the two of them. West of Omaha, settlement was growing, thanks most of all to the prospect of transportation, but also to a reassessment of the Great Plains. A correspondent from the Cincinnati Gazette commented, "The soil is very rich, and the mind falters in its attempt to estimate the future of such a valley or its immense capacities." He went on to say, "The grain fields of Europe are mere garden patches beside the green oceans which roll across the Great Plains."